Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it's already December 1st, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up today to continue the discussion that we had yesterday on the Sunday broadcast. What is your line in the sand? And then once that line is crossed, what is your response to the tyranny? Because so many of those voices that are perpetually calling for some type of violent overthrow of the government never have a plan. They just say, you should go out and do it, or I should go out and do it. And then meanwhile, we have the social engineers pretty much perpetually trying to foment a mindless communist-style, French Revolution-style, rioting, burning, raping in the street type operation. So we need to have a big discussion about what is your line in the sand, and then what are you doing to stop that line from being crossed politically, economically, with the power you have? What are the different tools we have short of violence? The social engineers want to build up their police state, have it go out and start abusing the public, foment the worst elements of society to legitimize the police state, and then play the two sides off against each other. That's the bottom line. So how do we educate the public about this manipulation, about this conspiracy, and how do we try to thwart it? Well, about half the public just watches television all day and doesn't care what planet they're on. The numbers show that. But a good 20-30% are concerned, are somewhat awake, and are somewhat involved. They just need to be encouraged and empowered. And then you've got folks that need to be targeted peacefully to be awakened and warned about what they're part of in corporate governance, in police and law. We need to force a major debate about all this and really make people have a private discussion and a public discussion about what's their line in the sand. What do they stand for? What orders will they follow? What orders won't they follow? Do they believe that they should follow any order? And if so, do they know about the Nuremberg precept of just following orders doesn't cut it? What I'm getting at here is that there is an attempt to foment civil unrest. Obama is set to meet on Ferguson. They have NFL players doing the hands up now when they make a touchdown, saying don't shoot. The evil isn't the deadly vaccines. The evil isn't the open borders and the free welfare to bankrupt the nation. The evil isn't half the black people aborted before they're born. The one evil is this brown gentleman being shot in Ferguson 2 weeks after I cut a video warning of the Pentagon preparing for a black race war that I believe the Justice Department would trigger. Not a hard prediction. And you've now seen it begin to unfold. It's very frustrating to know how the script reads and to see government provocateurs trying to radicalize every group they can and trying to divide and conquer. It's very sad. We're going to break it all down, get into a ton of other news, you name it. Flu vaccines admittedly killing people, mainstream news. We've got VIP pedophile ring, abused teenage boy inside Buckingham Palace and Balmoral Castle. This is being brought out to basically blackmail the British government by the EU. We've got news on Russia, you name it.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. No guest today because I want to open the phones up for the entire 3 hours interspersed with news and breaking information to ask listeners, what is your line in the sand? We should work towards every peaceful application that we can to try to promote basic freedom, basic due process, basic dignity, basic rights and values. Those are all under attack by multinational anti-free market corporations who are establishing an anti-human world government where the general population will be replaced by machines. And that's only in a phase to make us obsolete, ahead of making us vestigial, ceremonial, so that the population can be forcibly reduced. That's the big eugenics, global governance, end of the rat hole, bottom of the rabbit hole plan. That is a public plan by the UN social engineers and their modern techno priest, the transhumanist, who put out a pop version of transhumanism saying it will empower the public, when in truth it is beyond Sauron's ring, how it will take us into the darkness and there bind us, to use that allegory. I want to get into Obama attempting to foment, along with Al Sharpton, MSNBC, and others, racial division and civil unrest in this country as a political diversion. We have predicted this. 2 weeks before, Mr. Brown was shot dead in Ferguson. I shot a special report, and we wrote an article predicting, we'll put that up on screen for folks, predicting stage race riots in America with the headline, Army Training to Fight Blacks. Special emergency alert. So the Justice Department goes in and foments, while at the same time then sending the police and military out to deal with what they have fomented. Flashback, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. November 26th is when we republished that. But if you go back to the article, we flashbacked that last week. You can see that it was first published July 17th, and it's timestamped 2014. If you go to the YouTube video beneath it, you can see the company itself putting out the promo video. And if you go below that video, you can see the special report that I filed. And what's the title of that one? I forget. I believe it's Special Report. Army Trains to Fight, there it is, Army Trains to Combat Black Americans. You can click on that on YouTube, show folks the timestamp. That is July 17th, 2014. And it's a 29-minute report. Now, there's some other news I covered in there, but I'm very tempted at the bottom of the hour to play this report again so that people can really hear it and see it in context. And understand that there are foreign interests that control the country through the private Federal Reserve. They need to get the police and military, who are loyal Americans on average, as bad as the police are around the country, they're more informed and more loyal and more awake than the general public in my research, on the street and in the numbers. So that's why I criticize the police, and some departments are completely criminal. Other departments are pretty good overall. The larger issue is they're being globalized. They're being standardized. They're being overtaken right now. Just like Hitler took over the military in 1933 in Germany, in Deutschland. If somebody could have reached out to the military and the police before all that happened, 20 million Germans might not have been killed and tens of millions of others. But Germany's mistake cost them 21 million people. Look it up. And it was the military too late that tried to stop the Nazi party. Well, what we have is a globalist party that doesn't get in trouble because they've got the big accounting firms and the lawyers and the law firms, and they have all these degrees of separation. They fence their corruption through all these international agreements and bodies and boards, and no one ever takes responsibility for what they've done. And the globalists are trying to make the police and the governing class a new subclass that's above the general public that has special rights, kind of like local petty nobility or something. This is the attempt, and people see that corruption. They see that above the law, haughtiness and arrogance in the feds and in many police departments. And they see the corruption and the government drug dealing, and they see the rich being above the law, and it makes the public angry. But when I ask, what is your line in the sand? The system wants to just make it about the police. That's what Obama's doing. That's what the Justice Department's doing. Local police, state, county, and city. So that the feds can be the saviors by federalizing when the feds themselves have gone under UNESCO and the UN and Mundialization and Agenda 21. And under these treaties, they've already federalized most of the police and have given them the training and created the culture that the public hates. And their answer is more federalization to counter that. So when MSNBC and CNN, and I covered this yesterday, Time Magazine's headline, "When It's Time to Riot," or "A Time for Rioting," we'll pull the actual headline up, I'm going from memory. And then CNN goes, "This is legitimate demonstration. You know, burning things down is demonstrating." Really, beating up a woman just because she's white and she works at Papa John's making $12 an hour, that's legitimate because she tries to cook pizzas for the community? Blocking traffic and attacking whites in their vehicles, just like we saw in the LA riots, now happening again, that's a good thing? That's legitimate? The media, the controlled globalist-run media, is trying right now to foment a race war. There's the headline, Ferguson in defense of rioting. We have a 45-minute video of nothing but white people's cars being stopped in St. Louis and Missouri by mobs of black people. And, I mean, by the way, the police just stand back and let this go on. It's not like they're just blocking traffic so the cars can't go by. They're taunting. They're getting in the people's faces. They're screaming at them just because they're white. I mean, imagine seeing a mob of white people going into an area and blocking the cars of black people. I mean, this is Ku Klux Klan type behavior. And I'm just glad, I mean, if a group of white people, Hispanics, black, whatever, came and tried to block my car, I'm going to get in their face. And there's videos of me getting in people's face, not because I'm a tough guy. You are trying to enslave me and oppress me by blaming me just because of my skin color for something that happened. And now you've got the NFL players, you know, putting their hands up when they make a touchdown. I mean, this is really being pushed by the system. We don't have rights to not be spied on by the NSA. They're trying to take our Second Amendment. They're poisoning us all for the vaccines and the GMO. All this is happening to you, no matter what color you are. But they don't want us realizing foreign banks have signed us on to $2,000 trillion. It was $1.5 quadrillion. The Wall Street Journal and others reported. Now it's 2 quadrillion in derivatives, over 100 times all the real wealth in the world. None of it's even our debt. Our debt's 19 trillion. They've signed us on to 2,000 trillion. Well, the U.S. has signed on now. It was 60 something. Now it's 100 trillion of that. The IMF and World Bank and the Davos Forum says that's our debt that these bankers created to tie us to it. And our politicians have been controlled. We should all be focused on the criminal mega banks that aren't free market, that are shutting down the real banks and credit unions and our industry and trying to pass laws where mom and pops can't operate. This is about a monopoly of control to dominate the future. And now Obama to hold Ferguson meeting at White House and to plan press conferences, you name it, and to meet with elected officials and law enforcement. So they're just going to hype this like this is the biggest issue in the world, and you know, it's legitimate what's going on, to hope this goes on all over the country. And they've got Democratic Party operative groups, you can read the signs, who puts them out, socialist communist groups out there fomenting it in all 50 states to make political change be about racial division. That's classic balkanization, the opposite of what will actually bring society together and fix things. Obama to discuss efforts to improve nationwide law enforcement. Post-Ferguson, see, the feds are going to fix it with more armored vehicles and more checkpoints and more tasers and more threat continuum, shoot people at the drop of a hat. And then when the cops do that, oh my gosh, more federalization to answer it. I told you back in July exactly what was coming, and now it's happening. And also told you they're going to turn their FBI informants and operatives and dirty tricks people loose on the real media, on the libertarian media, and on the Tea Party. And it's going on hardcore. Infiltration of organizations, attacks, sabotage, dirty tricks, stuff being made up. I expect this. We're going in, folks. This is the attempted takedown of the Republic. The attempt to start a civil war, playing the people off against the police and people off against each other racially. So that whites will feel threatened inside of the establishment and the police state, and departments that are trying to be good departments will feel threatened and will go under federal control and militarized control. And so that minorities, who are really the majority now in most areas, will see the Democratic Party as their capo in the prison. And then it's how they control prisons. And the UN's the warden. And they've got us all in racial gangs. And we're all in a prison together like a bunch of chumps. Militant enthusiasm, Conlad Lorenz, psychology, dumbing it all down. We'll give the number out when we come back and get to some of these clips. Stay with us. In the next hour, I'm going to get into hackers hitting Hollywood again and Sony Pictures. Rand Paul slams Benghazi cover your bleep report. Russia prepares for war. This is all on Infowars.com. The TSA will be unwrapping your gifts this Christmas. Shock video, Ferguson rioters terrorize young girl, mother, and chase them from Target store. Unbelievable. 10 signs that communists are infiltrating the Ferguson protesters. Well, it's beyond signs. They're running it. Time magazine article endorses race war. VIP pedophile ring abused teenager boy inside Buckingham Palace and Balmoral Castle. That's mainstream news in the UK. I've got articles like this. I mean, I have hundreds of articles of this magnitude today. Flu vaccine death toll rises in Italy. I'll tell you my line in the sand, folks. These vaccines have garbage put in them on purpose. And if anybody ever tries to forcibly inject me or my family, I'm done. They get on the news, and I've read the news articles here on air every year in August when they lie to everybody. It's in every local paper I see. It's all over the country. Vaccines are safe and effective, and there are no side effects other than a sore arm, and it's outrageous to say so. And that's the law. You must take them. Well, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of bad side effects. There is no law. You've got to take them. They lie to you in a wall of fraud. So what's my line in the sand? Gun confiscation. What's my line in the sand? People trying to forcibly inject me. What's my line in the sand? Somebody trying to carjack me. We do have a system that wants to be totalitarian and authoritarian to the max. The former head of the NSA, William Binney, has said that on this show. It's about social control, about suppressing free speech. And they've got the Justice Department through the FBI on record now trying to infiltrate every political group in the country to destabilize them and try to stir up violence and infighting. That's illegal. And it's illegal to have the IRS going after the Tea Party and pro-life groups. Come on, FBI, you know it's illegal. So you have special units where you go out and hire miscreant, mentally ill, borderline personality disorders and psychopaths as informants to go around doing God knows what. It's incredible. And they've got compartmentalized FBI right next to them investigating bank robberies and kidnappings that are good men and women. Wake up and decry what's going on in your own agency. Don't be part of this. Sydney Morning Herald, flu vaccine death toll rises in Italy. The number of people who've died in Italy after being administered the flu vaccine made by Swiss pharmacological company Novartis has risen to 13. The Italian medical agency has warned against panic and stressed there's not proof yet that it was the vaccine that led to the deaths. However, it has banned two batches of the product called Flu-Aid as a precautionary measure pending further studies. This is the standard boilerplate that they put out whenever there's vaccine deaths. If there's 1,000 deaths, they'll say it's 5. And then they'll say, but we don't know it's the vaccine. Let me explain something. There is a global long-term program with sterilants, you name it, in the vaccines. They now have social control vaccines that aren't even vaccines. They are nanotech viruses they've had for over a decade. They're now, quote, testing it on the troops, as I warned they would 5 years ago in the special piece, Brain-Eating Vaccines. Just type that in. You see the 10-minute video report. And now they're, quote, testing them on depressed troops. Oh, you'll never be depressed again because the live virus, artificially created, it is nanotech, goes in and eats receptors in the brain associated with euphoria, religious experiences, and also with depression. And you aren't going to be upset anymore because you're going to be basically a passive robot. Now, they're already injecting the veterans with this. And it's beyond a science fiction movie going on at the VA right here in Austin. They call it an anti-stress vaccine. And there's a whole family of them. I forget the name of the book. They made a movie out of it a decade ago. I never went and saw the movie. I just couldn't believe when the movie came out. It was like a B movie. Had some big actors. But I didn't forget the book. I want to look it up. Guys, look up science fiction book where viruses are used for social control to re-engineer brains. And then I went and saw the new Bourne movie a couple years ago. And in that they use viruses to make them supermen, to eat areas of the brain that would have inhibition. So, you know, they can bench press 1,000 pounds, which they can actually do. You can take a guy that can bench press 300 pounds, have a virus eat areas of the brain that have inhibition, governor control, and you can bench press 1,000 pounds. That's just an example of virus technology in the brain. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure at hand.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I want to open the phones up to have a debate, a discussion, a brainstorm, a think tank about your line in the sand. What is your line in the sand, and what are you doing to stop the tyrants from crossing that line in the sand? Or are you just saying, I got guns and ammo, and I'm waiting for the blue helmets? It's not going to be blue helmets until after the Civil War. Then it will be blue helmets. Read the RAND Corporation National Stability Police Force plan. This is the plan to destabilize things so bad we beg for total federalization and beg for total surveillance. And now it's here. The general public's being targeted. If you're a cop, you're being targeted. If you're a school teacher, you're being targeted. I don't care who you are. This new world order is bad for you and your family. And if you want to make a decision for the next 10, 20, 30 years to shell out to it, to just kind of go along with it, to let them social engineer you, and to live high on the hog while you sell everybody out, ahead of the population being forcibly reduced, humans merging with machines, this is what the elites say they're going to do, and they're doing it. If you think you're going to be successful with that game plan, with your soul and your family name and just common sense, you're crazy. Maybe you're totally nihilistic and don't care, don't plan to have children, don't care about your kids. Why shell out to the dark side? Why shell out to what's easy? Why shell out to not believing in humanity? Why shell out your children, your sons, your daughters? Now, so many people in the system rationalize what they're doing, and they're compartmentalized, and they do bad things, but they believe it's because the end justifies the means. That very Machiavellian precept is the essence of societal degeneration and dishonor. Societies based on honor and chivalry and quality and truthfulness and steadfastness create incredible inventions, incredible art, beauty, science, long life. But the byproduct is spoiled children, corrupt grandchildren, demonic, satanic great-grandchildren. And we are those children today, children of the beast. Children of the lie. On average. And it's my job to try to get people to get outside the box, to pull back, see the big picture, look at what I'm claiming, look at what I'm saying, look at the viruses they're rolling out in the vaccines for social engineering, look at the dropping IQs, and to get people to understand you're living in a real-world attempt to set up a dystopic technological technocracy that is designed to capture, harness, mutate, and finally destroy humanity. It is 100% pure, unadulterated death and destruction. You wonder why serial killers like to grab little kids and torture them for months. Things that are just the most horrible, dark energy anyone could imagine. And it's so alien. People hear about it and they just turn away. Imagine that times a billion. Imagine that energy manifest through robot armies and Skynet technology. It is going to take its time bringing us down and making us beg to be destroyed and enslaved, because the true bottom of the rat hole, the true bottom of Satan's pit, is that the system wants us with free will, though drugged and dazed, to stumble and worship the evil as if it's the solution and it's the idol, and to fall to our knees and embrace it before our free will is sucked out of us and our souls basically demagnetized to goodness, our souls wiped and turned to that satanic energy. That's where we're going. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning on this planet, remember that. There's a whole universe around us, but the system wants us to think it's only what's on that television set, only what's on the nightly news, what the talking head says. When we know these talking heads work for institutions that have made the decision that you're not even conscious and that you're an animal and that you don't have a right to any freedom or any future, and so they're going to dumb you down and give you false maps of the world so that you become a joke and a failure, so you'll time and time again come to them for empowerment. No one can deny that the welfare state, the way it's done by the West, is meant to enslave, just as the welfare state and the company store and sharecropping, or the reservation with Native Americans, or the plantation, is designed to have you totally dependent on the master. But this master doesn't want you to pull a plow, or to cut the wheat, or to tend the cattle. This master wants you in agonizing anguish and pain, gibbering after its flame like a moth, believing that oblivion in evil is your empowerment. When the answer to all our problems is waiting right there. But we have to, with free will, take it and make the spiritual decision first that I want to be good, I want to be enlightened, I want to be informed, I want to know how the world really works. I ask the creator of the universe, in these incredible odds we're up against, to give me the providence to have the prescience, or what the Bible calls discernment, so that I might survive to bring aid to others. And the world knows, the devil knows, that you have a good heart. So you will be falsely convicted by the angel of light that masquerades as an angel, by the culture, to tell you how you're bad and how you're guilty and how your little sins make you imperfect and make you bad, so you couldn't dare go speak at the front of the church. You couldn't dare call into talk radio. You couldn't dare start a radio show. You couldn't dare try to help somebody else or tell somebody when they're doing something destructive, because after all, you're not perfect. See how that works? How they guilt everyone. Oh, you're racist, except Obamacare. Oh, maybe your forebears had slaves. Maybe. Why, 2% of the country had slaves. You're bad. You have to have guilt, not to go help other people that are less advantaged and actually help them yourself. That's how you really help somebody, by bringing them into your society and teaching them and lifting them up. Rising tide raises the ships. All ships, as Kennedy rightfully said. No, no, no. You do what Al Gore says, what Bill Clinton says, what Rachel Maddow says, what Barack Obama says, what Al Sharpton says, what Jesse Jackson says. And when you do what they say, now you've been forgiven by the high priest. You've come and made sacrifice to them. You've not owned guns. You've accepted higher taxes. You've gotten in line with the party line to feel like you belong. And so you've been sanctified in your little collectivist progressive cult. That's not even a real progressive cult. It's a eugenic, scientifically written, planned, neoliberal, anti-human, super-fascistic, mind-controlled cornucopia of anti-human venom. Then you got the Republicans, run by the very same special interest, trying to dance on our political graves, trying to make sure that no opposition can form through the Americana movement of true free market populism, constitutional ideas, common sense that people are desperate for. Like a diver whose air has run out, racing to the top, is desperate for the surface, or a fish out of water is desperate for the sea. It's there, and the whole system is designed to turn it around and act like people that want basic freedom are weirdos, are dangerous, are bad. The people that get upset and say, I'm not a slave, are weird and aggressive. Show me one mammal that you're trying to enslave or drag off that won't fight. But we're trained to go along with it. But see, I'm not going to fight mindlessly just burning things down. I'm not going to fight shooting up a police station. I'm going to fight by warning people and showing them what's happening and doing what the enemy wants. I am not going to sit there and play games and follow the template that they've put out. Because the thing that the enemy wants us to do is to just be involved in a bunch of mindless, mob rule, hyped up garbage that the globalists can direct. What they don't want, the polar opposite, is for us to reach out to government, reach out to the police, reach out to the agencies, reach out to the corporations, reach out with our dollars, with what we purchase and what we support. Reach out with our speech to others. Reach out to the media and support media that you think is promoting freedom. Fight media that isn't, using the First Amendment. And I know what I'm saying is common sense, but it's a revolutionary idea to just tell it like it is and expose the larger paradigm. All right, here's the toll-free number. We're opening the phone systems up. What is your line in the sand? And what are you doing to try to stop that line from being crossed? Because people talk about, oh, I'll get violent if they keep pushing. You should be doing everything you can peacefully to fix things to try to stop it from getting violent. And I'll assure you, a lot of you out there that won't get politically involved or won't try to wake people up, who are just preparing for violence, when it comes time, you're not going to defend yourself in almost every case. You're not going to do it wisely, or you're going to do it at some target that doesn't hurt the New World Order and actually empowers their system. Most violent revolutions fail or create something worse. That's a well-known fact in history. Most Renaissance revolutions, Renaissance systems of freedom, most velvet revolutions, most revolutions of ideas that are better than the oppressive system, those are successful historically. And those are what the system is scared of. It doesn't matter if you're in government or in the corporate system or the private sector or a retiree or black or white or old or young or Hispanic. The New World Order wants you broke. They want you under government health care control. They want to run your life. They hate your free will. They crave control. And they hate warriors. Even if they direct our warriors to carry out evil wars, they hate the men that are willing to go out and do it. These globalists absolutely have disdain for you because they are such craven scum. And that's why they target you with deadly time-released bioweapons and the vaccines. That's why they target you when you get out with extrajudicial garbage to strip you of your rights. And I'll tell the police something. If the globalists hate fighting men, do you think they like you? They hate you just as much or more. And you are being targeted as well. And the police know that instinctively. Doesn't matter if they try to hire cops that aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. The experience of real life and experiencing real evil and experiencing human nature and being forced into stressful situations over and over again every day brings police up to a level of seasoning and hardening that makes them absolute threats to the New World Order. Because if we ever take the states or the federal government back, it'll be the police that are going and arresting when the grand juries indict people like Henry Kissinger and others. And so they want you all blackmailed on a very short leash under their control. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. How do we stop the Civil War? How do we stop Obama and the Democrats trying to stir up race riots across the country? How do we stop them while still preserving the First Amendment? 800-259-9231. We are continuing for the next few days the specials that we have been running last Wednesday through today. We've been running different specials every single day. We are continuing all of the specials simultaneously while supplies last. We've sold out of the B12, Secret 12. We're almost sold out of Super Male Vitality. We're almost sold out of DNA Force. We're almost sold out of Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. Here's an example. You can get 20% off and free shipping single bottles of Silver Bullet 30 parts per million from InfoWarsLife.com. When you get four bottles, you get the fifth free and 20% off the other four and free shipping. Nobody's got a deal anywhere near that. We're continuing it. We're running this week on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not $59.95 like it was previously. It's $29.95. That's even better than the Christmas special we do once a year. 20 people can use each membership. Takes about a minute to sign up. See the nightly news, so much more. If you've been a member and let it lapse, or you've never been a member, now is the time. And there's a typo on there. It was never $95.99. It was $59.95 for a year. You could get like 5 months free when you sign up at Christmas. This is even more off, $29.95. That's half off right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to look at energy. Why is oil at $40 a barrel right now? And why are they talking about $2 and below in southern U.S. states? Well, because we have a rigged energy system on record, and they want to gouge us, but now they want to bankrupt Russia, so we're going to get the byproduct of cheap energy. That's what's happening. And what it shows is that OPEC and the oil-producing countries have a totally rigged system. And when they're done bankrupting Russia and shutting down their oil industry, oh, baby, you're going to be paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon. The UN has said they want on average $12 a gallon gas for the earth because that'll make you drive less. So don't worry. Enjoy the low prices while you get them. Enjoy it, because when they're done bankrupting Russia, get ready, Katie, bar the door. Then we're going to start the next hour and go to Mark, George, Wildman, Terry, Nichols, and others. And it's a free-for-all, long-time callers, first-time callers, you name it. When you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to get involved on air, 800-259-9231. Now, I could sit here and read 100 articles an hour to you on air and make the show real interesting, and I will cover a bunch of news I haven't gotten to in the next hour as well. But first, I'm going to take a bunch of calls. But this issue of Al Sharpton at the White House trying to fire up racial tensions and Obama to convene all these meetings, NFL says no discipline for Rams players over their protest. Farrakhan threatens to tear this God-bleeping country apart. In fact, we have that clip. We'll play that here in a moment. This is about balkanization and about the Democratic Party not collapsing because it hasn't delivered all the free goodies it said it would. Instead, it's delivered lower wages, hours being cut, payroll taxes going up. Black folks have doubled their unemployment, and so all the system has is just go right to tribalism, right to racism. And they also know that the middle class is fed up and scared of the system, so they want the middle class to come begging and accept the militarization of police and the whole domestic spy grid in the name of stopping rioting and looting. That's why I ask, what's your line in the sand? I mean, I don't support the guy that reportedly shot up the police station because he was mad about open borders and shot up the Mexican consulate. I think that's pretty much terrorism. Just like shooting at fire department people is terrorism. Folks said, what, you're saying blacks are terrorists? Well, this guy that shot up the police department was white as a, you know, driven snow. Is that because I'm against white people? No, because shooting up the police station is a bad idea. And it makes political speech look bad when you tie it to it. You ought to bomb all these police departments with news and information and talking to people and showing them the plan to federalize them and take their liberties and take their families' bank accounts and take their pensions. We ought to bomb the country with truth and liberty and renaissance and freedom, not with beating up. Imagine if two white guys were beating up a black lady at Papa John's because a white person had been shot months before. I mean, it would be incredible racism on the news, and it would be. You've got anti-white garbage going on now in Missouri. It's disgusting. And the police are standing down because they've been told by the feds, let it get going or the feds will indict you. They're telling cops, you do anything to somebody who's black in Ferguson, who's breaking the law, you're going to get indicted by Al Sharpton, the attorney general. Again, I just want to plug at the end of the hour because I barely talked about this for 1 minute earlier. We're offering the biggest deals we've ever offered across the board on Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off and a free bottle and free shipping. We're just doing it to just be total capitalist and just to be known as the place with the lowest prices, highest quality. We've got the Super Prep Pack, $15 off the combo Survival Shield and Silver Bullet. And we've got half off on PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've never
done
that before.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com. Today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists going to conquer America and the rest of the world, playing us off against each other, trying to stage riots around the country to legitimize the globalist federal, state, local takeover. It's real simple. I've been talking about it for an hour, really trying to warn people. Obama and Sharpton and the rest of the socialist globalist crowd are trying to hype this up. The NFL's hyping it up when they're not promoting taking your guns or open borders or Obamacare. Let's go to your phone calls. What is your line in the sand, and what are you doing to stop that line being crossed? And if it does all kick off and we can't fix things, how do you expect this civil war to go? I'm going to tell you at the bottom of the hour, and remind me, guys, to do it, how I think if things go bad, what it's going to look like. One prime scenario. There's a lot of scenarios. I'm going to tell you how I think this is all going to go down and what my FBI, CIA, defense intelligence, Navy intelligence, special forces, major generals retired, top analyst, top economist. I'm going to tell you what the grid looks like and why elites have all been hauling butt to the countryside and digging in. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I think we should bombard just about every institution we're involved with or near, everything from the Knights of Columbus to churches to the police, put things, flyers on their car, basically showing them that the RAND Corporation, that basically this is a communist Illuminati takeover. Give them information like on Major Jordan's diaries. Most people forgot about this guy. He basically uncovered how we were basically funding the communists and giving them all the secrets of and the supplies for building the bomb and everything.
And
like
that's all
that.
Been declassified, by the way. The Wall Street Journal about a decade ago had the headline, and it was also the New York Times, that McCarthy was right in that it really was all true, and the Pentagon was ordered with the Carnegie Endowment to literally create the Soviet Union.
Right, and then give them maybe pass out CDs with that because there's interviews with Major Jordan's diaries that they can listen to. Pass out CDs with that on the best enemies people can money can buy by Anthony Sutton, things like that. So it really wakes people up, and then the great and the financing communism through people like the Skull and Bones, through Charlotte Isaby. When you make all those connections and see they're all connected in with the secret societies, the bankers, and one of the things, I mean, I wish I could ask you, but this is one of the topics, is how they basically were using Hitler, setting him up as a boogeyman so they could give a smokescreen for 70 years for all the communists and all the various groups.
Absolutely, 100%. The Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and this is in number one New York Times best-selling history books that won the Pulitzer Prize. It's in a couple of them that won the Pulitzer Prize, two of them. IBM and the Holocaust and one other. Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. In fact, it's more than two Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Off the Nuremberg documents. Our government, with the British government, created, financed, and then double-crossed Hitler. Hitler was told the West was going to act like I'll talk about it at the bottom of the hour because I promise to get to other points, but because this ties into the master plan, it is on record, folks, that Hitler was told he could have Czechoslovakia and France and all these other places, and he was a terrible guy. But the point is, and then he turned in, took over those areas, the French stood down. I mean, the French didn't fight. The Blitzkrieg was a joke. It was just given to them. Hitler, a few days after the invasion, was in Paris parading with French police holding the crowds back. It was like handing keys over. And they'd paid them all off and then put the French military in control. That most of the Germans pulled out and went back to Germany. And then they set Hitler up and double-crossed him. So you're absolutely right. I mean, it goes to the mindset of these globalists, how dangerous they are. Just like they created Al-Qaeda.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we predicted it with precision back on July 17th of this year with an article and a special emergency alert that the federal government, the Justice Department, the criminally occupied, seized government. It's not our government, folks. It's totally illegitimate, sold out to foreign interests, signing secret foreign treaties, the president's implementing outside of law, tax increases, open borders, UN gun treaties, cutting off our energy supplies, internet regulations. They're just seizing power. And that's not Alex Jones saying that now. It's Krauthammer. And it's Jonathan Turley, the big liberal professor, saying Obama has tripled the abuses of Bush. This is happening. So what are they going to do? Well, there's a lot of false flags they're going to pull. But the big one we can see the preparations for is race war in this country. And they've got it primed that the next time out of millions of cops and 300 and something million Americans that a black person gets shot questionably by the police, and there's a lot of cases where there's bad shootings by the police, that the whole country will go up in flames, basically. And they're fanning the flames. So I'm asking the question, what is your line in the sand? Is there a legitimate revolution? How do you fight a modern globalist tyranny? You expose the Federal Reserve as a foreign private bank and not federal. You expose that they've been taking over the states. You expose that they've signed us on to derivatives that aren't our debt. You expose that America has been conquered by globalists. But at the bottom of the hour, I'll break down what I think the Civil War, if it happens, if we can't stop it, will look like. So what is your line in the sand? And am I wrong to say it's bad to shoot at firefighters for no reason? Or to shoot up the Mexican consulate because you're against open borders? That only makes the cause of freedom look bad. The system wants us to violently revolt because then they can shut off debate. And the system is moving the internet kill switches, all of it into place, and announcing the internet kill switch now. And government break-ins are happening now. They're gearing up. They're moving on all fronts. This is an incredible time to be alive. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Nicholas in Missouri. Listening on the free iPhone app, you can find it at InfoWars.com/show. Thanks for calling, Nicholas.
Not a problem, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that my line in the sand was crossed even before I was born. I was born into a Latter-day Saint family, homeschool, anti-TV, learned how to shoot weapons, before I hit puberty, stocking food, just keeping informed. And I want to, those people yesterday who were calling in saying that my line in the sand is when they come take people to the FEMA camp. You think they're going to, like, just skip over your house? Like, what if the Civil War that you're talking about and everybody's talking about happens today? We're too unorganized. We need to organize. We need to form some sort of, just local level and then get it bigger because it is coming. And they do have time on their side. And if it happened today, it would be a slaughter.
The point I'm getting at, and you make a excellent point getting to organization, is that if you try to organize something peaceful that's large, the infiltrators and the infighters come out of the woodwork. And if you let them into your organization, they quickly then start making stuff up, start trying to sabotage, start trying to get you to do something wrong, start implying what you're doing is criminal to set you up. And then you find out they're actually connected to the feds. We've had this happen a couple times. This is not a game, folks. And what I'm getting at is there are more ways than just a shooting war with this, Because the average person, even in the government, believes they're carrying out a legitimate function. They don't realize the government's been compromised and taken over. That's why we have to point out it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, it doesn't protect us, it's wrong. You were spying on us without warrants, non-terror related. You are trying to get our guns. Obamacare was a massive screw job. Government has a 7% approval rating. That's a government that's illegitimate right there. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of positive things happening and a huge awakening across the political spectrum. That's why the system wants a smokescreen of race war to try to lead to a civil war so they can then stage some terror attacks and say the Liberty Movement did it. The reason I don't think this guy that shot up the police station, the Mexican consulate, and the federal building was a staged event is they weren't waiting to jump on it instantly. He was killed quickly. And it just, you learn how to see these things. It doesn't fit in with the MO. A Sandy Hook, we caught Bloomberg a day before sending out the email saying, prepare to activate our program for a mass shooting to use the crisis to restrict guns. And they implemented, they're on the streets, operatives, and their mayors and other operatives in every city to hit the bricks. I mean, we're catching them, folks. We're really catching them when they pull stuff off. What do you say to that?
No, I totally agree. It's just, I mean, you scream it all the time. What are people going to take? You know what? And I think 9% of the people in this country will take, you know, death. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. We need to continue awakening people. We need to just organize. And I mean, I know it's real hard because once you get big enough, like, you know, Occupy, you do get the feds in there and they do crumble it. Like they have the Tea Party. I remember going in Utah to the grassroots Tea Parties back in 08, 09. And they just turn it into a corporate. I know it's a lot different. Than
yeah, that's how they took that over because you couldn't get anybody to call for violence or communism or killing police or, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails. So what they do with the Democrats is they created Occupy knowing there was anger at corruption in Wall Street. They didn't want it to be legitimate, reform the Federal Reserve or get rid of it. They wanted it to be communism's the answer. You know, capitalism caused the Wall Street crisis. No, crony insider, basically fascist capitalism or insider rigged capitalism caused it. So the Democrats and the Soros group promoted Occupy, got a bunch of people out there that were legitimately angry. But when the Democrats couldn't turn it into a political army, they flushed it. 36 cities, was it 37, in one night were raided viciously by the police under federal control. Because, again, the feds won't come after your city and call you racist or whatever if you let them be in command. That's how this works. And it was leaked by WikiLeaks. The FBI confirmed it was accurate. The FBI had snipers there waiting for the order to kill all the Occupy leaders. Nonviolent. And they were given a presidential authorization to murder all the leaders. Now, you think about that. And they didn't do it this time. They were seeing what the FBI would do when they dispatched their sniper teams. And you know what? They followed the orders. They dispatched sniper teams to 30-plus cities and trained guns on the Occupy useful idiots on average and were prepared to kill them. And when I went around to Occupy events with my in the Fed rallies, I did three in Texas, their grassroots liked me and were like, yeah, Federal Reserve, we should get rid of it. But their leaders were all snarling Ford Foundation commies, and they knew exactly what they were doing. So those wouldn't be the leaders that were going to be snipered. It was leaders in Occupy that they didn't control. So you want to know what happens in a civil war? When the globalists launch their Night of the Long Knives putsch, I'll talk about it coming up. Appreciate your call, Nicholas. Wild man in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, brother. Appreciate everything.
Appreciate you.
My line was drawn. I mean, I've been upset or outraged at the establishment for years since I've watched steel mills go down and stuff like that. And but my line was drawn when my wife died of ALS. She was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré in 2010. And February, they re-diagnosed her with ALS, and she passed away Memorial Day of 2013, and she was 53 years old. And I took care of her here in my house, and I watched her go downhill, and I took off work so I could take care of her because I wouldn't put her in a home. But she could not bear children, and she was lived in North Korea, or not North Korea, I'm sorry, South Korea. Her dad was in the military, and so she got all these inoculations back then when she was a child. She was actually kicked out of South Korea because of some stuff. She was pretty wild, but she was my co-partner, wild man, wild woman. Anyway, so when that happened, I started investigating what she had, trying to figure out what she had. And then Sandy Hook came about, and that's incidentally how I found you, or InfoWars. And I'm agreeing with you. I don't want to do anything violent. I don't think that would be the answer right at this point. I won't become violent until they try to come take me to some camp or put me somewhere where or one of my grandkids or somebody where we're not supposed to be.
And here's the problem. They're going to lose a peaceful revolution with us of ideas. So they're going to try to give the orders to the police and the social workers that will cause good men to start fighting. And you've hit the nail directly on the head here. I started the broadcast with the Sydney Morning Herald. Flu's vaccine death toll rises in Italy to 13. I guarantee it's a lot higher than that. Ladies and gentlemen, ALS, Lou Gehrig's, Guillain-Barré, you can look at the numbers. They try to hide them, but it is tens of thousands of percentage higher. When Lou Gehrig had Lou Gehrig's, it was so rare it didn't have a name. Now, I go in restaurants, I see people, kids are shaking, young women are shaking. Half the women, it seems I know, have got like colon cancer, lung cancer, young people. I mean, I go see kids at sporting events, they look like they've been hit by a mutation ray. And the line in the sand here is, I'm going to skip this network break, this is so important with the caller, don't hang up, wild man, is that it's all find the cure for ALS. It's all find the cure for breast cancer. Why? Never a discussion of why is it exponentially rising. Well, glyphosates grow breast cancers and grow prostate cancers, and it's in every water supply in the country. Every water supply is contaminated. Everyone. Well water, aquifer, city water, it's full of it. Estrogen. That's what glyphosate is. Chemical estrogen to kill plants. And it bioaccumulates. You wonder why men look like women and are fat no matter how much they exercise? You want to know why men's genitals are shriveling and women's are getting growing larger? Because you're basically on steroids. You're on a sterol. It's all a sick joke in eco-science written by the White House science czar laughing at you and your family. And I can hear how much you loved your wife, sir. It makes me want to throw up to think about all the things they're doing to us. We are seen as a scourge by the elite. We're being soft-killed. The problem is, if they give 40 homeless people a flu vaccine in one Czech Republic or one Polish homeless center and 22 of them die, type in 20 homeless die after flu shot in one facility. Now, see, that's a batch a little too strong. You're meant to go off and die 20 years later. You're meant to crawl off and die 5 years later. I mean, I know all these veterans, people who have served 3 tours, 5 tours, 10 tours, I mean, more. There it is. London Telegraph. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. And what's the number that died? 21 people died. Okay, I said 22. Pretty good memory. That was from 2008. I think another article said like 25, one said 22. That's why I'm saying that. But 21, excuse me. Now, they tell the doctors now, if somebody collapses in the hospital, we've got to admit it's the vaccine. Hope it happens that night. And usually you put your 18-month-old Billy or Jenny down. They say, I love you, Daddy. I love you, Mommy. You read them books. They're running around. You wake up in the morning and they don't talk for a couple days and they got a fever. And then afterwards, they're gone. They've been wiped. It was just meant to brain damage them, the autoimmune response. And I was on the elliptical last week, and it made me so angry. They had a woman on CBS morning show, whatever those are, the national show. And I happen to be monitoring that globalist transmission, all the hype and product placement. And they had this woman on. I was reading the teleprompter, you know, reading the closed captioning. I didn't have the audio on. And it was like she was happy. She was 40. Their daughter was 3. Life, she was a beautiful woman. And, you know, she was a fitness, you know, enthusiast and had a great corporate job. And it was, you know, I was like this good-looking, happy woman with her child and living the dream. And then something happened, and certainly her feet were numb and her hands were numb. And then it got worse. And then now she's got a tracheotomy on a breathing machine. And it shows her sitting there, and she'll be dead soon. And I went, brain inflammation from vaccines. And they cut to a CAT scan, a brain scan, going, they don't know why ALS is up and what's causing the inflammation here on the brain that causes the brain damage. And they never said, but I'll bet you my right hammer, 100%, if I could talk to that woman. In fact, I took screenshots on my phone. It's actually on my phone if you go through them from like a week ago. And we maybe have somebody find that episode and contact that woman. I bet $10,000. In fact, I want to fly her here and pay her to come because I know they may be politically correct and don't want to admit it. Because you're supposed to be cheerful and just let them kill you. I guarantee you T took a flu shot or a Gardasil or something. Because I've seen it thousands of times. Mystery illness paralyzing kids in Colombia. Mystery illness paralyzing kids in Mexico. Mystery illness paralyzing kids in America. Mystery illness paralyzing kids in Canada, Poland, Germany, Russia, Nigeria, Japan. Japan and India have basically banned giving kids vaccines. The Japanese go, we give our kid this, they don't talk again. The Indians, for all their problems, banned Gardasil 4 years ago. That's a country where they forcibly sterilize women. And the Indians said, this doesn't just sterilize them, it makes women really sick. That's immoral. We'll grab women off the streets and sterilize them, but we won't want to soft kill them. Fox News, mom blames daughter's paralysis on flu shot. I know two Austin talk show hosts. One of them even routinely attacks me now. For no reason. I don't even go say their names. I don't even care. I've eaten dinner with them probably 10 times, known them for 15 years or more. And one of the last times I was in there on the show, he goes, yeah, no, you're right. I took the flu shot, and my hands and feet were numb for 3 months, and I went to the doctor, and he said, no, you have Guillain-Barré from the shot. And then I'm told every week by people he just trashes me. All because one time I was behind the stage, and he knows Joe Rogan too, and we're back there, and we're arguing about JFK, and Joe kind of got in his face in front of his wife, and man, he got really upset and kind of ran out. So he does. He didn't want to believe JFK was killed by more than one person, and he also knows he got Guillain-Barré that luckily went away, may come back. See, if you just get your hands and feet numb, oh, well, that's all right, huh? How about being on the breathing machine, So, they call it ALS, they call it early onset of Alzheimer's, all these neurological disorders. You and I are being murdered. And by the way, you know how this works? There's probably a cop listening to us right now in Kansas City or Oklahoma City or Chicago or somewhere else around the country. And they're thinking this guy's extreme, it isn't as bad as he says, and that cop's wife's going to take their son in for a shot next week. And Bobby or David or you know whatever his name is going to have a convulsion at night and maybe have blood come out of his nose. And then the CPS is going to come and ask the officer, did you shake your kid? And he's going to say no. And then your son's going to be in diapers for the rest of his life. He was catching a football at a year and a half old. He's going to sit there and yell at you with autism thousands of times a day for the rest of your life. Because you believed in the satanic devil system. And people don't care. They'll still bring their kids in there. And they'll line them up and take those shots all day long. And then I'm the bad guy for not believing in the system. It's not that vaccines couldn't be somewhat safer and effective. If there's a deadly pathogen out there and you can attenuate it, it's proven it can teach your body how to beat it. Just like eating local honey with allergies did better for me than Claritin. Or bee pollen locally. That's an inoculation. The old timers said, you're allergic to something, eat more of it. They used to make grass tea, if folks had hay fever. They'd take the stuff out of the fields, brew it up, and you take it. Vaccination isn't just 500 years old from the smallpox vaccine they invented in England. It's thousands of years old. I believe in it. This isn't vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. This is social engineering. And this is a real man who called in, whose wife died slowly, painfully. Imagine, hands and feet start getting numb. Can't move your limbs. Oh, my gosh, now you can't walk right. Now all of a sudden, you can't move your body. Now it's all the way up to your head, and you're breathing, and people are changing your diaper every day. You're 42 years old. The New World Order deep six you, hits you and hits you hard, and it's going to go on hurting you until you wake up. New York Daily News, about 7 years ago, I cried when I read it. CPS finally had a heart. The CPS went and reported that they take little black kids to pesticide facilities where they test drugs and pesticides, and how the seven-year-old fought for his life and tried to break out, so they strapped the little black boy down and fed him pesticide intravenously until he died, and no one got in trouble. Now, if I saw people rioting over that, I might join them. But they better be tearing the people that did it limb from limb. Do you understand that? Excuse me. It really gets me, folks. Wild man, finish your story. We're going to break here. Finish your story.
Yeah, you just like you said, it started with her feet, and when she finally went, she was on a ventilator and belly feeding through a tube, and I had to take care of her that way, and everything quit working but her brain.
Oh, God.
And she would ask me, she'd say, Daddy, when am I going to die? And I just had to tell her, when am I going to die? I don't know. But we're not dead right now, so let's make the best of it we can. And when she passed away, I was whispering in her ear, I will see you again. This ain't goodbye. This is just see you later.
Oh, my God.
And ever since that time, I guarantee you, that there is no way. The way I'm fighting it right now is I go out and I tell everybody about InfoWars. I became a member.
Stay there. I'm going to have you finish up. That's why I don't care about the death threats and the dirty tricks and any of it. Big deal, the New World Order kills me. They're murdering everybody through the vaccines and the food, folks. Who cares if they kill one of us? We got to stop them.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Nazis had a plan developed in England by the eugenicists. And once they took over the world, they had to kill people slowly so that they wouldn't rise up. And they were going to adulterate the food and medicine with sterilants and what they called soft kills. There's Pentagon reports on it. You can pull up Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and learn all about what's really going on against you and your family. And as always, the people that work for the system are under the greatest attack. The guys, when I was talking about them giving pesticides to foster children, just searched it and pulled it up. San Francisco Chronicle, USA Today, you name it. But they're always whitewashes. Like, is it ethical that they take kids that don't have AIDS and test drugs on them? You mean cancer drugs that kill them a lot of times? I don't know. Is it ethical to give a rat chemotherapy to test it? No, it's not. Much less a little kid. But black folks want to get mad. It's usually black folks they grab. For whatever reason, just people don't believe the black mamas. They came into the one black lady in the New York Daily News article, and they said, we're going to take your two-year-old, but if you agree to let us have the seven-year-old and don't buck it, you can keep your two-year-old. And they took her seven-year-old son, and they strapped him down, and they murdered him. And nobody's coming to save him. Al Sharpton's not going to say one stinking word because he works for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And you're not going to hear one stinking word out of all the racist communists out there running the demonstrators and running them all off cocktails. You're not going to hear nothing. Because the average person's a coward, and they love this system. They love being part of it. They love having those dead kids on their soul. Now they're in the news saying kill kids up to age 5. They've got the different pediatric journals saying kill them up to age 3, even if they're healthy. Kill old people. Kill everybody. Just don't be racist. You going to see any black NFL players get on the microphone when they win the Super Bowl and say, stop killing 52% of black people before they're born? You going to hear anything about black kids being used for medical experiments? No, they'd get sanctioned for that. Just like when I was on CNN and I said, why don't you look into Prozac-type drugs, doubling and tripling and quadrupling suicide, mass murder suicide pills? What about a bunch of your sponsors, Eli Lilly and others? Ooh, they cut off that third segment real quick. But I'm not a hero, folks. I know for a fact neurological disorders are off the chart from the pesticides and the vaccines and the GMO. I mean, they feed GMOs different types to guinea pigs and stuff. Within a few months, they can't even walk straight. You know how tough we are, how tough our liver is, how tough our gallbladder is, how tough our bodies are to take all this? So, hey, you think it's a joke? Just get ready for your pancreas to go out. Just get ready for that colon cancer. Just get ready for your hands to start shaking. And a year later, you're on a respirator, unable to talk, in hell, begging for death. And don't worry, the minute your insurance runs out, they're going to dehydrate you over 14 days. And your skin's going to blacken and cracks of blood. By the way, this all sounds scary. You should be scared. Because there's real monsters that run this civilization. And they count on you being naive and not admitting it and not knowing it. Well, okay then. Don't believe me. You eat GMO. You drink fluoride water. You drink high fructose corn syrup. You listen to the White House regulations are saying that nobody should get sunlight, period. You listen to him. Hell, next will tell you don't need oxygen. You believe in this system. You do whatever it says then. I don't believe a word of it. Look at this CNS news article from those evil racist conservatives. It's always those evil racist conservatives that put out headlines like New York City, 78% of abortions were black and Hispanic babies. But you know why I don't want to kill all the black babies? Because I'm a racist cracker ass. Just like some of the thugs were saying, you tell Alex I'm coming for him. You tell him. I'm telling Jakari he's a sellout because he wants everybody to be free and doesn't think we should kill babies. See how that works? That's how sick all this is. All right, I said I'd get into how they'd carry out a civil war and how I think it would unfold if we don't beat it. I promise I'll do it at 8 after next hour. I just need to get refocusing to write some notes. It's such a heavy subject, I kind of don't get into it because it takes a lot of brain power to fluently break down the different angles of it, but I will do it at 8 after. You can punch me in the nose. I'm going to go back and let Wild Man finish in Texas and try to hurry through these calls, but it's very touching to me. My gosh. I know personally, almost everyone I know tells stories about their son, their daughter, their father, their mother, their brother, their sister. About a third of the time, it's veterans they know, good friends of theirs that could run 20 miles with a pack on their back and, you know, special forces, you name it. And then they're in a wheelchair and can't wipe their own rear end. And they think it's from the vaccines. Because he finally builds up, you take that final shot out of the hundreds they give you if you're in the military, and how the military, when they started saying it might be the vaccines, tried to even not even give them VA treatment. It's just everybody I know, they're killing us. But we're all isolated. We're all by ourselves. So we talk about what's your line in the sand. I think we're coming to it here. It's medical tyranny. It's the sneaking, creepy hand of GMO in the food, in the water, in the vaccines. They're hitting us and laughing at us and writing books about it. I think it was BBC and also Wired Magazine. The shot is a serviceman seated having brain surgery. They kind of lean you back like in a space chair, and they've got metal rods holding the brain, and they've got the top of his head chopped off. You know, the top cone, the skull, and they're in his brain placing chips so he won't have PTSD anymore. The article was about brain chips help the troops not be depressed. Headline, you know, troops made to serve too many tours and been given deadly drugs and vaccines, you know, turned into basically robots to control them, to end their emotions. But then buried that article and several others. It's like, but the really promising thing is vaccines that go in and change the chemistry of the brain. to where you don't get upset anymore. There it is. The military is building brain chips to treat PTSD. Defense One. Let's actually click on the link. They're at Defense One. Let's scroll down. How can you predict your next mood swing? Well, we got a brain chip for it. And that's not the article, but that's just another one about it. We're talking about the end of free will here. We're talking about a science fiction movie. I know I just keep saying that. All this other stuff is window dressing. And Bill and Melinda Gates are coming out with the UN with not dozens but hundreds of vaccines in corn, in watermelons, in food that pollinates and will spread to other plants in the same family to where you cannot escape them. And if you know they're publicly saying that, they're already jacking with everything. The reason they haven't released super hardcore stuff yet that isn't soft kill is because they want to make sure it doesn't blow back on them. So they're looking for the treatments or cures to everything they're doing. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. This is happening. This is going on. Wild man, please continue or finish your point.
Yeah, the thing is, the way I'm fighting back is I'm spreading that word about InfoWars. I became a member and signed on. And then the day after you upped it to 20 people could be on your sign-on, I mean, with you, a guy at Texas Roadhouse, he blows up balloons for little kids. He listens to you all the time, but he couldn't afford it, so I gave it to him, too. But I give it to everybody. I'm giving it to over 40 to 50 people, people on the phone in other states far away. And my wife passed away in Monteith. I'm a Monteith that called in when Dr. Stan Monteith passed away. And we're proud of that name. And you know, if you ever need a cameraman, I blend gasoline for a living. I make gas, so I can surely be trained how to use a camera. If you ever need one, you call me up. I'll be there. Because if that's what I got to do to fight this war, that's what I'll do.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. I mean, we used to charge, you know, only one person can use each $5.95 a month membership because bandwidth and infrastructure, when we started that site 15 years ago, was super expensive. And sometimes we lost money because we were charging too little. Now bandwidth has gone down so much, we can pay for the cameras, the reporters, and the infrastructure with a $5.95 membership that 20 people can use. Just don't use a username passcode that you have for other stuff, and then it's totally safe. Create an original username and passcode and share it with friends and family. You can also call. We can help sign you up over the phone if you don't want to do it via debit card or credit card. You can call 888-253-3139. It's $59.95 for a year. It's $5.95 a month, but now it's $29.95 today. And we may extend it for a few days if you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I'm glad that you raised that. We're doing this special for Cyber Monday right now. But if you have a membership, share it with friends and family or download the HD videos or the lower res. That's easier. Put them on disk. Give them to people. You can download all my films, burn them to disk, give them to friends and family. This is how we reach out to folks. And again, there's a typo on the site that says $99.95 is what it was or whatever. It was never that. It was $59.95. And now we're going to get that changed. Now it is $29.95. That is half price. PrisonPlanet.tv. And briefly, the other specials. I haven't even said this today. This is the big special. I should be saying this every segment. So we fund ourselves with these high-quality products and these specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything, pro-pure water filters, clearly filtered, shortwave radios, solar-powered crank flashlights and shortwave radios, T-shirts, belt buckles, made-in-America products, films, you name it. Everything is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com today. And we're going to extend this out for a couple days. I don't know how long we can afford it, but on this Cyber Monday, free shipping on everything. You can buy DNA Force and get two bottles of Survival Shield free, $60 value. We've got colloidal silver, 20% off, and free shipping. And if you buy four bottles, you get a fifth free. You can buy one and get 20% off and free shipping. We've got, again, 50% off PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got 30% off and free shipping on Super Male and Super Female Vitality until it sells out. The silver is almost sold out. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Free shipping across the board. Savings of up to 30% on InfoWarsLife.com products. Free shipping. Buy four, get one free. Just so many specials. The biggest specials we've ever run. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, MadeIn1776.com, free shipping on everything. Half off on InfoWars Nightly News subscriptions. PrisonPlanet.tv, all of it. All right, that's enough. Let's go to calls. Mark in Oregon, thanks for holding. Solutions, and what is your line in the sand?
Hey, Alex. Well, actually, my lines in the sand are the usual, which would be forced incarceration in a death camp, forced vaccination of murder in a needle. Beyond that, looking at the solution for our predicament here, which is getting worse and worse and worse, down to a point where we're not going to have the freedom left or be allowed to actually have a voice anymore in exposing these evildoers here. Alex, Nicholas, a few calls ago, he'd actually mentioned organization, and that's really the next step that we have to go to. We have excellent broadcasters such as yourself there. We have excellent researchers all throughout this country, people who have already gone over the line, put their lives in danger by exposing to the best of their ability what these bastards are doing to not only us in this country, but around the world. We need to have a day, and we need to have days following, Alex, where we have an organization that goes national and then global of these researchers, these broadcasters actually giving seminars simultaneously across the country, in the cities, in the towns, in the out-of-doors, to actually do what they've been doing, and that is exposing the evil.
And I agree, and we need people that are prominent who love liberty to help organize and fund things and create different initiatives. And we need initiatives of, like, fact sheets that, you know, boil down why things are happening, what we're facing. We've got to do that. I cannot do it. I have maxed out what I can do, maxed out funding-wise, you name it. I'm doing everything I can just to raise the alarm. It is up to the American people. The problem is so many wealthy people and successful people that don't like what's happening still don't see themselves as leaders, or they're so selfish. The globalists are good at keeping it comfortable in the areas where the wealthy are so that they never get involved. And so if wealthy and serious people don't start getting involved, don't start their own talk shows, don't start really getting aggressive with reality, and what's happening, we're going to lose everything. Good to hear from you. Pete in Indiana. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, listen, I wanted to start off with November 22nd, 1963. George Bush Sr., CIA, claiming not to have been in Dallas for the event. The big event is what they call, which what they called it. Later on, through his dealings and the Warren Commission, how many people were advanced in their positions due to their involvement in the Warren Commission, Gerald Ford, for example, then, you know, his presidency, and then Bill Clinton, and then, of course, G.W. Bush. He and Dick Cheney, after serving two terms in office, never showed up for the GOP convention. Why would that be? And now we're hearing signs, or hearing, you know, the rumor that, you know, Jeb Bush is going to go for 2016.
That's right, and it's up on DrudgeReport.com. Conservatives moved to thwart Jeb. They're really trying to push Jeb Bush. Rick Perry leads in some of the major polls, but conservative leaders gang up to block Jeb Bush, say he opposes Reaganism. That's actually true. Not that Reagan was perfect, but boy, a lot better than the Bushes. Another Bush. We are not a dynasty. No more Clintons, no more Bushes. Give me a break. I mean, but here's the article. Rick Perry leads the way in Iowa. So go ahead.
I would just like to say, there's the old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times, I'm a complete idiot. Yeah.
We're not complete idiots, and, I mean, every, you know, the way that George Bush actually did, you know, win the elections on both, you know, in 2004, 2000, excuse me, in 2002, 2004.
It was 2000 and 2004. So you're saying your line in the sand is another Bush dynasty. But then the question is, what do you do after the line is crossed? See, I mean, you know, you'll go burn down a Papa John's or something? I mean, it just, you know, we've got to identify who's running this whole deal so they can be prosecuted.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's Louis Farrakhan.
Now, as long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, then soon we're going to sit at a table and talk about retirement. We want some of this earth, because we'll tear this damn country up.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum.
I mean, I could talk for an hour about that statement. A, Louis Farrakhan knows his base. He knows that's what people want to hear. B, how does burning down your own neighborhood do anything? I mean, if the cop really killed him in cold blood and the witnesses said that, I genuinely think that the jury, the grand jury, would have indicted him. But the story didn't add up. It's like Zimmerman and Trayvon. I mean, Zimmerman was obviously an idiot looking for trouble, but Trayvon was banging his head in the ground. But it doesn't matter. I mean, even if Zimmerman would have been a racist and killed him, it doesn't mean that randomly white people, you know, at Wendy's, you need to be targeted. I mean, I'll assure you, the average white person that I know can't even fight their way out of a wet paper bag. They're not, and they're certainly not wanting to kill black people. I mean, here's the deal. If I got on TV and I talked like that, they would send people after me, and I wouldn't be on air very long. I just don't know how Louis Farrakhan gets away with that. Because he does have a lot of followers. And by the way, Louis Farrakhan said nice things about me. So that's pretty weird. He liked it when I said, you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. Well, that's legitimate when you try to take a general right away from the public. The government is illegitimate at that point. And every time tries to enslave. So maybe Farrakhan really believes what he's saying. And I guess he went through a lot of racism growing up in New York. So maybe he's just mad. I mean, my issue is I've dealt with racist black people growing up in Dallas. I bet money, because I've read about Farrakhan. I didn't hear any stories about him being racially attacked when he was a kid. I bet money Louis Farrakhan has not been attacked 1/100th racially as much as I've been. I mean, sure, not allowed to go in hotels or restrooms, and that's terrible. That's horrible. That's much worse overall. But when it comes to, I'm going to beat your head in, cracker. I mean, I've been in a bunch of fights with racist black people that said they were attacking me for no reason, but that I was 170 pounds and they were 230 pounds, and they wanted to beat up a white person. And I didn't just hate black people because there's racist black people out there. Any more than black people shouldn't blame white people for the Klan. It's just so frustrating to hear Louis Farrakhan up there saying that. And look, I don't want violence in a revolution, but it does come down to the point where a shooting war will start, and I'll talk about it next hour. I promise. And it will cause the police not to come out of their police departments. And it'll set up checkpoints, and then that'll be the new way of life in America, and secret police out disappearing people, and it will corrupt the police more in response to the Civil War. And then they'll bring in the UN forces and the corporate forces and the mercenaries behind them. See, that's really the plan. So Louis Farrakhan is right that you will see a complete hands-off attitude towards black people black people started going after the police. But see, that's already going on. That's why crime's so high in those areas, because the cops don't want to respond. They don't want to be called racist or get shot at. So it'll make the black community much worse. And let me tell you, the average cop is like a social worker. They do not want to hurt black people or anybody else. We'll be back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll be honest with you, as I always am. It gives me a headache when I think about talking about a civil war and how it could start, how it will unfold, what the globalists are going to pull, what their master plan is, one of their prime plans. I'm going to do that in the next segment, then continue with your calls. And I will get into the latest on the economy, on gas prices. Amazon unveils army of robots, the deal with the Christmas surge. I want to get into VIP pedophile ring, abused teenage boy inside Buckingham Palace and Balmoral Castle. And I'm going to explain why that's so important coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Mark in New Jersey. What's your line in the sand?
My line in the sand, Alex, is definitely the camps. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in a Jewish neighborhood, and I had a lot of elderly Jewish neighbors who were survivors of the death camps in Poland and in Germany. One couple, my next-door neighbors, they were in Dachau, and he used to always tell me, he would tell the kids in the neighborhood, we would be playing outside, and he would call us over and let us know two things that we always had to remember. Never get on trains when the government tells you, and when they tell you to load up on the trucks, never do that. They said, he would always say, they'll tell you, you know, it's pretty much they'll tell you they're taking you somewhere safe or it's time to work to help with the war, and next thing you know, you're in line to get gassed. Him and his wife both escaped. And actually, he taught me to always pray to God for timing. Apparently, him and his wife, when they were 16 in the camps, a guard turned away for a second, and they made it through a fence and got away. Well, that said, he also warned me the signs of what it would look like when society was falling back into that rut. And when I call it the rut, when these globalists, you know, it's time to exterminate.
Yeah, this happens in every culture over and over again. I mean, we know. I mean, this is a syndrome of evil that takes place. It happened in the Soviet Union. It's happening in Venezuela. And it's really because there's an elite appetite to round up and control people. The weathermen that trained Obama on record in court admitted they had a plan to put 50 million Americans in forced labor camps and kill half of us. I mean, it's just so diabolical. People can't wrap their minds around it. And they're not going to call them camps. They're going to call them emergency centers. Remember that TV piece on the clergy response teams where the preacher says on NBC, do what's required of you, go to the facility, take the shots, you know, go to the center. They've got the preachers ready for this. And that, why would they be building these FEMA camps and training for this if they weren't planning something? That's my point.
Always said that it would happen after the generation of the World War II people die off, and here we are. Here we are again. You know, there's a handful of them left. And, you know, unfortunately, nobody listens to them.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a communist or Nazi survivor and see the cameras, the black uniforms, the spying, the checkpoints. Again, a horrible police state coming from the globalists. But they want us to blame the police to play into a war with them, which is self-fulfilling, instead of educating the police. But now with Ferguson and all this, see, it legitimizes the federalization. And notice Obama is out saying, we need to talk about federalization. Feds reaching out. In fact, we print that article you had up earlier. That's his solution when federalization is what helped do this in the beginning. I appreciate your call. We're going to talk to Indigo, and we're going to talk to Brian, Liz, Dan, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. What is your line in the sand? Do you think we can avert civil war? it's clear as the nose on my face and your face that the Democratic Party and the establishment media is trying to cause a race war in this country. I got stacks of reports of whites being beaten to death with hammers in Missouri and people being robbed, women being attacked. I mean, it's bad. And CNN says it's legitimate. And Time says it's good.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, President Obama is to hold meetings at the White House and then with leaders around the country, including law enforcement. Headline Time magazine has Obama saying, the answer is strengthening federal ties with local law enforcement. Obama to discuss efforts to improve nationwide law enforcement post-Ferguson. We see RAND Corporation, globalization of the police. In the response, we see the welfare state. We see the media hyping a racial response and shooting at the firefighters, now being called legitimate by Time magazine. The headline, rioting is legitimate. CNN saying this is peaceful, this is good. Beat somebody in the head with a hammer till they die because they're white, it's loving. Headline, Ferguson in defense of rioting. Attack a woman at Papa John's because she's white, it's legitimate. Being white is inherently evil. That'll get whites to be racist and get into their own group under the government's wings. And then, of course, the blacks are under the social welfare net under the same wings. And the mama bird of the New World Order vomits the same poison down daily to everyone's open beaks. That's what's really happening here. I want to continue with your phone calls. We've got a clip of Louis Faircom we're going to play again in a moment, where he basically says, if they kill one of us, well, if one of them starts dying, they'll want to come to the table and give us some of our own land. And I guess that's the Nation of Islam wanting its own piece of the country. And down the road under UN balkanization, you'll have a North American super union, but you will have like French Montreal broke off. You'll have subgroups because the globalists want mega regions to get rid of old countries and then break those into sub-ethnic groups under the larger continental government. This is the grand strategy of balkanization, like breaking Iraq in three parts. That's pretty much been done. Breaking Syria in two parts. That's been done. Breaking Libya into parts. That's being done. But then putting it into larger super unions, that's why they want this. Here is the Louis Faircom piece.
Now, as long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, then soon we're going to sit at a table and talk about retired. We want some of this earth, but we'll tear this damn country up.
I mean, what is Louis Faircom thinks really going to happen if a civil war starts? He better be hiding down in the Caribbean where he is most of the time. I'll tell you that right now. And I don't want any fight with Louis Faircom. We can pull the numbers. They vary, but these are well-known numbers. Anybody can look these up from the Justice Department. Rural blacks in predominantly black rural areas have about the same crime rate as rural white areas. But black urban areas have the highest crime rates in the country, undisputed. Dallas, Chicago, areas in, you know, New York, Harlem, areas of L.A., and the black-on-black crime, depending on the state, but it's around 15 times white-on-black. 15 times. So, see, why isn't Farrakhan talking about that? I've heard the new Black Panther Party out of Houston, we've had one of the guys on, say, don't loot and kill in the black neighborhood, go do it to whites. What an evil statement. How about you don't do it to anybody? Because we're just human beings. Depending on where you're at in the country, but in the urban areas, black-on-white crime, because of that advice, is 8 to 12 times higher than white-on-black crime. Just look it up. So, see, going out and killing whites actually just makes the whites scared and get more guns and then not know if somebody hates them because they're white. Same thing with the police. And so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of killing each other. What did Bob Marley say? I forget the name of the song. We play it as bumper music. They want us to go on killing one another. Top Ranking's the song. Maybe we can go out with a minute of Top Ranking. We go out to break here. I want human communities to excel and be successful. I agree with Louis Farrakhan that blacks should shop in black-owned stores and have their own banks and try to pool money and resources together, because that's the black economy was so vibrant, it was outpacing white economies in many areas of the nation, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Segregation was evil, but the oppression, the naked, open, not creeping, but naked oppression of black people in many areas of this country, it made them strong. Just like lifting weights makes you strong. If you're not lifting weights, you got flabby muscles. We're going to wear nice suits. We're going to have nice hotels. We're going to have nice restaurants. And, of course, back in that day, when whites started wanting to hear jazz and go hear black music at the black clubs, they say, hey, listen, how about you get your butt out of here? You're not welcome here. Now, that later changed. But there was a lot of self-segregation going on as well later. Man, they brought in the Great Society within 10 years. Those black areas were wastelands. And Farrakhan talks about the welfare state and not being on it. So a lot of people attack Louis Farrakhan. I mean, I think a lot of what Louis Farrakhan says is true and is accurate. And then he'll say horrible stuff about how these stores with these Asians and whites in your area, they're in there using you. Well, go open your store and go shop there then. Now, the reason I air Louis Farrakhan is notice Louis Farrakhan saying the same thing Al Sharpton's saying right now, basically. Same thing MSNBC saying. Same thing CNN's saying. Why would Louis Farrakhan and CNN be saying that basically what's going on is legitimate? Why would Time Magazine, who's got it out for everybody, I mean, really an evil organization, just flooding the world with disinformation, why would they say rioting is legitimate? Well, yeah, if some pharmaceutical company puts a thing on the market that kills a million kids over 10 years and gets caught and they don't get in trouble, I'm not calling for it myself. But you know what? I'm going to say, hey, that's what you get if that CEO gets found, you know, not doing too well and their building gets taken out. Because you know what? You attacked everybody. But running around clubbing some white guy coming out of his job at 1 a.m. in St. Louis with a hammer to death, man, that's just flat-out, cold-blooded, premeditated murder and is racially motivated and is disgusting. So you've got the whole provocateur system, and you've got CNN agreeing with MSNBC and Louis Farrakhan and the White House doing it, and I'm telling you the whole thing is suspicious. They want to start a civil war in this country, as I said back in July, 2 weeks before Mr. Brown was killed in Ferguson. That video's on Infowars.com. The Pentagon is training at big facilities to take on blacks. Where were the black leaders when we put the video out showing them training to only fight black crowds? Because they know the game plan. Stir them up, then send in the military. Stir the people up, send in the military. It's 2 + 2 = 4. And let me tell you what civil war will look like. There's different scenarios. So anything I say is not going to be one-tenth as complex as the reality. But here's the plan. The National Stabilization Police Force for the United States, they've had around since the 80s, updated every year by the RAND Corporation, is the adopted federalization, globalization plan for America with checkpoints, national ID cards, no basic freedom, being disappeared by secret police. I mean, it is an indictment. Go read the plan. That's how I know all this stuff, because it's written down. They think you're so stupid and I'm so stupid. They just admit all this. There's different ways they can trigger it. But what they're clearly going to do is open the borders, flood the country with illegals, give them welfare, flaunt it in everybody's face, simultaneously hype up police shootings of blacks, legitimize rioting and burning, have Democratic Party groups go in and lead as provocateurs the teams, but then they don't set them up and send them to jail like the FBI normally does. They let them do it. Have the NFL get involved, promote it. That starts to blow up. Then you start getting counter-revolution. Some out-of-work ex-con white guy goes and shoots the Mexican consulate up in Austin last Friday. But if there's not enough of that going, well, then the globalist, outside Merck group, corporate group, could be ATF, FBI like last time with German intelligence, blows up the federal building. Blames the guy that didn't want to go along with it as the patsy. McVeigh didn't want to blow up the daycare center. I've talked to the folks involved, talked to the police, the ones they didn't kill. We're going to go out to break, and I'm going to come back and break down how they're going to trigger a civil war, why they want it, and why it's one of the only cards they've got. That, and I've said nuking Chicago, and there it is, Oprah Studios, Sears Tower, were targeted in terrorist truck bomb attack. That's just some of what's coming up, and another plan to fly, hijack more airplanes. Only one problem. Our own government funded the ISIS group. We'll be back. Crank it up. Top ranking. Did you really mean what you said? Yeah, Farrakhan, who are you really working for? Or they told you, play ball. Huh?
Oh, did you mean what you said? Are you? How are you?
We'll be right back, folks. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com has the latest breaking news.
And it runs through our lion and our heart.
Of the brotherly love.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun.
You either have a system based in liberty or one based in tyranny. And there is no bottom to tyranny. It just gets worse and worse.
Lullabies in an ancient tongue.
In the court of the Crimson King. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. What is your line in the sand? Getting back into what revolution, civil war could look like. They want a mindless, misdirected, pointless, easy to discredit, racially based rebellion or revolution in this country to trigger the revolution right as they know that public anger is cresting to divide the people. That's A. B, then if it's directed at the rank-and-file police that are compartmentalized and don't know what's going on, it will then turn the police into that domestic army that sees the American people as the enemy in general. But that's not enough. You don't just want to turn the police mainly against blacks. You then want to carry out terrorist attacks around the United States that are either provocateured, but that's usually not big enough, where you find some mentally ill person and wind them up to go shoot up the police department, a.k.a. Austin, last week. That's usually not enough. So you need a big truck bomb. You need to have a federal or globalist operation do it to then demonize talk radio, free speech, the Tea Party, the Liberty Movement that is threatening the establishment. We know the MO. We know what they're preparing for. We know while the Pentagon's been training lately to take on inner-city blacks, the real training, long-term, is around attacking state houses. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007. We read it on air. And this was bipartisan. Bush was in then. It openly said, prepared for insurrections, riots, uprisings, including by states and governors. They're going to announce gun confiscation, bail-ins, taking money on your bank accounts. Let's say governors start saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let the TSA grope people in Texas. This happened 3 years ago. Obama came out and said F-16s are standing by to force an air embargo. No aircraft will be allowed to enter that area. Controlled airspace. Texas will be cut off. A similar naval blockade started the Civil War. And it came out in the Dallas Morning News. You can look it up that F-16s were readied. You're not going to let us grab the people in the State House flying in or having their daughters groped and all that. It was getting real bad to see how far they could push. They backed off quite a bit because it was a catalyst and we were winning. Drudge leading the charge with InfoWars. Big national story every week for years. The outrages. Remember, they would lie and say, we don't grope kids. We don't touch you. We don't save naked pictures. Of course, all of it came out. Then the lawsuits over it. So that's the plan. How do you maneuver a country of 315 million to fight with each other and to not come together against the banks that are running the country into the ground? How do you do that? You make the police the enemy while giving them training and orders that will cause people to hate the police, while the mainstream media runs endless reports showing bad examples of police and hyping it up. They don't attack anybody else in government. You ever notice that? They'll attack a politician if they don't like them, but they won't attack institutions. They won't attack the vaccines. They won't attack the prison system. They won't attack. But, oh, you want to hate the government? Let's hate the cops. And then the cops are all being hated. So they go, fine, I'll pull them over and beat them up and forget it. 5 years till I get out of this place anyways. I'm sick of it. And they're getting us to fight with each other like fools. And that's why I harp on this. I hammer on this over and over again. Because it's their main goal. So they can stir up racial riots. They'll get that going as a rollout of the police state. Then they'll have some terror attacks. The Army War College says they believe that the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda. Now, everybody knows that the Tea Party is Islamophobic. That's ridiculous. It's like saying Superman will marry Lex Luthor. But they nevertheless say that in their training, so that's probably what will happen. They'll vaporize, you know, a major city with a nuke and say that, you know, Colonel such and such joined ISIS secretly and was able to smuggle the nuke out and hit us. That's why everyone's got to be under surveillance now. And he was a Tea Partier as well. He liked Ronald Reagan. And then Obama can come out and say, I'm not going to put up with
We're
any of this
march.
Anymore and start arresting
the
empire's people.
On
Stay
the
with
run.
Us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
It's important to understand, continuing with my breakdown of how they're trying to stage global civil war, not just here in the U.S., that there are times in history where the major social engineers in Europe, particularly with the Rothschilds and others, would set up multi-decade-long plans to get a major war triggered. And at the same time, then have revolutions inside the countries during those wars as well. And out of that crisis, consolidate the power of the state, expand it, or overthrow it sometimes. In fact, sometimes if you read some of the writings that are out there of things that happened hundreds of years ago, they wouldn't know exactly which way they'd go or which side they were going to join, just that they were initiating the crisis and had their people in place to capitalize from it. It's kind of like you'll have dolphins swirling around in circles to get a bunch of fish together so they can eat them, and then you get a bunch of seabirds show up and capitalize on what's already happening. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. This is how this stuff works, and people need to start thinking like that and understand the bigger picture is what I'm saying. So once they start a race war, set off a weapon, truck bomb a building, have a bunch of simultaneous, you know, gun attacks on government buildings, some real, some staged, some provocateured, that will cause copycats to then start attacking. That will put the country into a total hysteria mode, and then the entire apparatus that was set up to supposedly fight Al-Qaeda, who our government now publicly runs, will be inverted onto the American people ourselves. So legitimize the use of the police state to fight Al-Qaeda. The whole time it's really for the Tea Party, gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, people that aren't criminals. Legitimize the use of the police state against unruly rioters who are allowed to infiltrate the protesters and shoot at police and firefighters and say all these horrible things and beat people to death with hammers. And you have the establishment media come out and legitimize it, hoping it gets out of hand, hoping people feel like it's morally good to go out and do this as the police stand down in Missouri and other cities. See? But there's not full federalization because a lot of places the cops are going and grabbing the criminals and stopping them quickly. Well, Obama's answer is we better federalize everybody so that doesn't happen. See, the globalists aren't in full control yet. They're trying to manage these crises. They're trying to stir them up. But after they stage terror attacks and blame it on the Liberty Movement, they'll then come in with internet kill switches. They'll come in and when they have the moral high ground, you know, file federal lawsuits on talk show hosts and harass people and turn loose their COINTELPRO FBI informants on the media. This has all been announced. Media Matters has said they infiltrate and overthrow news organizations. And then they'll just turn loose the hit teams to start killing the opposition. And then people will either try to flee the country. But chances are, see, the globalists now have their internal checkpoints where you'll be disappeared when you try to fly out of the country or try to get across the border. So will they let opposition flee? Or will that opposition stand and fight once all this kicks off? And it could turn, if they go to this, the reason it's a very dangerous gamble and gambit is if in one city, the police, when they go to round up some preacher or talk show host or leader or congressman or judge, and the cops go, we're throwing people in the backs of trucks and shooting them if they don't come out, and we're throwing prominent people, and I'm not doing this. Then they announce why the police chief and the mayor of the city are involved in insurrection. Send in the army. Well, what do you think happens when the army shows up and they're then the army says no. See, that's why I got to reach the police now, the military now, because it could backfire and does a lot of times in history. In fact, about half the time they try this, it fails. And we've been there. Jack McGlam, the police officer, former cop of the year in Phoenix, found out about the New World Order plan, wrote free pamphlets for the police. Tens of millions were handed out. Operation Vampire Killer 2000. Look what that did, explaining to police what was happening. And as they saw it happened, because most departments, it hadn't happened yet. It was like prophecy. Wow, this guy said decades ago this would happen. It's now happened. There's the power in that we know the plan, even though it's nothing special. It's all there. We decompartmentalize the public and the police and others. The average person does not want to be part of tyranny. And they will actually then have the moral courage to say no. Operation Vampire Killer 2000, American Police Action Plan for Stopping World Governance Rule. Police Against the New World Order. He's got an updated version. I know he did a few years ago. And old Jack's not in good health these days with the neurological type stuff, but he's a good guy. We got to get him back on sometime. He passed away. There you go. I didn't even know that. No one even told me that. I mean, I am in such a fog covering news that I didn't know he died. John Harmon, you told me he died? Why did nobody tell me this? Double check it. I knew he was real sick. Maybe he's alive. I don't know. They just told me that. We'll find out.
No, there's folks here in the office saying it's true. He did pass away.
Why wasn't I told?
He did pass away.
When did this happen?
I don't know. I'll find out.
This year. It just shows how I'm like in a fog of just covering news. That's another thing. I'm so focused on the New World Order. That's why I hate this. That I don't get to see my family hardly. I'm just busy all the time. And then people I've known forever, how did that information not even get to me? Well, anyways, long story short, as I keep saying, they want to create a crisis to get us all fighting with each other. Then they want to stage terror attacks, the globalists, the technocrats, to be blaming the liberty movement, their real enemy. And have Americans fighting with each other so much during that period that the public is so scared because of the riots and the terror attacks and the war. I mean, Russia's getting ready for war. The West is moving weapons into their border, trying to destabilize Russia. And I'm not saying Russia is not a corrupt operation, but they're not offensive. Our government, run by globalists, is starting a war and turning Al-Qaeda under the name ISIS and IS loose all over the Middle East. I mean, this is the craziness. And China threatening war with Japan and vice versa. The whole world's lining up for the type of stuff we saw in World War I and World War II that was riots and revolutions and assassinations and overthrows and you name it. And in that crisis, they will try to play the American people off against the police, to militarize the police, to break the police, and to have them beg for outside assistance, first federal and military, then foreign. And that is the plan of the Rand Corporation and Henry Kissinger, and there's documents, and they've given speeches, and I've quoted those documents to you on air. This is going on. This is a real plan. Now, are they going to implement this plan? I don't know. But they've implemented most of it already. And so the plan is there. The plan is taking place. And Paul Watson now has an article with the video. Can you guys get this and get it queued up? Make sure there's no cussing. And I want to show this guy. Black scream, kill the white people before brutal murder of Zermer Begic. Video shot in the immediate aftermath of the murder of Bosnian immigrant. Boy, he had a lot to do with slavery. Never had slavery over there except feudalism, white slaves. In St. Louis features a local resident revealing how blacks had chanted, F the white people, kill the white people before the brutal hammered attack which took his life. I wonder how Time Magazine feels saying that riots are legitimate in their headline, and I guess you're not going to get, you don't care. Louis Farrakhan's, you know, out there saying if whites don't feel safe to go out and get a hamburger, if they start dying, they'll pull up. Really, you think this guy from Bosnia probably doesn't even speak English? You think he'll pull up, Farrakhan? You think he knows about black history here? You think he cares? Black history and Africans might as well be the other side of the planet to the somebody from Bosnia. But don't worry, he's white and he got his head beat in. The video clip shows a local resident filming the scene at the distance as emergency personnel attempt to give Begic CPR. Arrest them all, he states, adding, and of course, it's a white kid right after black people running up and down the street yelling, F the white people, kill the white people. This is what we have. It's got a bunch of cussing. The video just went live on Infowars.com. And let's show TV viewers the photo of the white sacrifices. You got these black communist agitator professors saying it was a ritualized murder of Brown. I don't know if that was a ritualized murder. There was a lot of questions, but this, you kill the white people, that is a ritualized murder. And it's a good thing you found an immigrant, because I don't care if you're Bob, white people or black people or Mexicans or what you are. You run up around my truck and you think you're going to pull me out and beat my brains out, you're going to meet something. Because I'm old. I'm an old man. I'm not going to get out and get in a knockdown drag out. Not really an old man, but I feel old at 40 compared to what I felt like when I was 18. I'm going to let you talk to somebody. His last name's Kalashnikov. But that's why, though, you see this go on in urban areas where the general public's not armed. Or when you see the racial attacks that happen every day in Austin, it's done to hippies and yuppies and trendies. I mean, you're walking around looking trendy and going, that's what you know, predators are looking for. And there's more of the attacks coming out, and we have videos of whites and their cars being stopped. This is what they're trying to get going. This is a race war. This is exactly what we predicted, and it's so we don't come together against the tyranny. This is how they try to start the revolution. This is how they bring in the federalization. This is how they distract from Obama's executive rule with Obamacare, open borders, shutting off the power plants, putting our troops under foreign control. All this outrageous stuff. Look at this, kicking at the window. And look, that's a white guy out there as a trendy MSNB, probably a provocateur. I notice it's a bunch of white trendies trying to stir up the black folks, too. I mean, this whole urban thug culture just spread to every race and every group. I mean, I'm sorry. I say I wouldn't get it. I mean, let me tell you, you come up for kicking my window, I'm going to stomp the living day. I am so sick of thugs. It's like that police riot. We're turning out a bunch of the motorcyclists were cops, and it was the cop drivers, cop motorcycle guys that start trying to beat up his family and knocking their window out. What's going to happen with some off-duty cops flipping out in a motorcycle gang and that guy? You do that in Texas, you're going to get filled full of lead. I'm just sick of gang mentality. And yeah, is there gang wolf mentality, wolf pack mentality in some police departments? You bet there are. You see a bunch of cities get burned down whenever that white kid, son of a police officer, begs for daddy for 15 minutes while they beat his brains out? Thomas Kelly? I was upset about that because there was video of it and we knew what they did. Has the state tried to hire a bunch of thugs? Yes. Are they trying to convert the police departments over to dangerous organizations? Yes. Are police departments fundamentally, over time, corrupt in history? Yes. We all know that about Mexico. Why do we debate it up here? The system, though, wants to scapegoat the police as the cause of all problems. And it's a plan, folks. I know I keep repeating myself. Some of the articles up on Infowars.com, and I'll go back to your calls. So we have to stop the Civil War. We have to stop the race war the system is trying to start that will be followed by staged terror attacks that they claim the right wing carried out to counter. In fact, they could even bomb blacks and try to get that going again and claim, you know, the new Klan did it or something like that. They got a lot of scenarios going, but we've been predicting it. You see it unfolding. Blacks screamed, kill the white people before brutal murder of Zemmer Bejic. Gas headed below $2 a gallon in southern U.S. Rand Paul slams Benghazi cover-up. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com. Obama is spending his afternoon focusing on Ferguson. Again, make it all about racial division and all about legitimizing violence. Or while he calls for calm, his surrogates say it's okay. Instead of his real agenda, see, overall it's just a smokescreen for that. But it enters into the Civil War sector. We're going to go to your phone calls briefly, ladies and gentlemen. We're offering specials this week and this Cyber Monday, unparalleled in the history of Infowars.com. 50% off. Our biggest has ever has been 20. 50% off all the water filtration systems at Infowarsstore.com, all the ProPure systems. Free shipping on everything at Infowarsstore.com. You heard me. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, best silver out there in my view. 20% off the already discounted price and free shipping and a free bottle when you buy four bottles. That deal is unprecedented. Buy DNA Force, get two bottles of Survival Shield, Supernascent Iodine, $60 value and free shipping. Super Male Vitality is getting set to sell out. 30% off all Super Male. That's the best seller right now. 30% off all Super Female as well and free shipping. They just ran. This morning they told me it was still going. They just ran in here and it's over? Yeah. Are you sure or they just come in here and tell you that? Okay, well, they didn't tell me in this memo. So they have to put it back up for now. I need it in the memo. Anyways, the point is we have, thank you, we have the best sales out there that you can imagine. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com and find the entire longevity line discounted when you sign up to get auto shipping, free shipping. And they have some other specials running at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up and become a distributor there as well. But these are the biggest specials that we've ever offered. You can get 50% off instead of $59.95. $29.95 for a year membership to the Nightly News. 20 people can use a username passcode. So make it an original username passcode that you can share, you know, that isn't the passcode to other things, or change your passcode, and then 20 people. So what does that come down to? $29.95 for 20 people. I mean, that is incredibly inexpensive. It's like a dollar and a half, I think it comes down to, just off the top of my head, for each person for a year to have a Prison Planet.tv membership to see all my films, the Nightly News, the commercial-free podcast, and to support this transmission. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, 50% off. We just want to get the word out. We have a lot bigger, better servers now. The site works really great. Great crew behind it. Please support our reporters and the truth. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you slip into...
I read the comments on YouTube. I read the comments on InfoWars. It's not just my site. There's all these bots. Most of them are fake. Trolls in there. We can even look at the IP addresses. We should do a story on this. And it'll be the same person posing as a racist white person and a racist black person saying, let's kill each other. In our article, black screamed, kill the white people before brutal murder. This is the divide and conquer. It's all they've got. It's why Obama wants to make it the main focus. It's just so stupid. And then there's comments like, good, let the blacks and whites kill each other. Then America will belong to the Latinos. How about it belongs to people that want private property and prosperity and freedom? And we unify around ideas, not what color we are. But see, the globalists don't want that. They want to be race, 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 race. While the feds take in a record 300... And how many zeros is that? I can't even read that. Ponzi, Treasury issues $1 trillion in new debt in 8 weeks to pay old debt. And the daily Treasury statement that was released Wednesday afternoon as Americans were preparing to celebrate Thanksgiving revealed the U.S. Treasury has been forced to issue $1,400,965,000,000 in new debt since fiscal year 2015 started just 8 weeks ago in order to raise the money to pay off Treasury securities that were maturing and to cover deficit spending by the government. During those 8 weeks, Treasury took in $341 trillion? They're jumping in my ear. Can they hear you guys on air? Because it probably sounds like I'm the nuttiest guy on the planet. You guys keep jumping in my ear, and then I'm responding back
to you.
It's
an overcorrection.
I know. I don't mind if you guys actually correct me on air. We've been through this a lot. Just do it on air. Just do it. It's all right. Go ahead and talk on air right now. Go ahead. Here, Nico, say hi to folks.
Sure.
Hey, everybody.
See, there really are people in there. Folks think I'm, like, hearing voices or something, okay? What is that number? How many zeros? 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000, 100,000,000. Yeah, it's billions. 341,591,000,000 in revenue. That was a record for the period before October 1st, November 25th. But you understand, they bring in 300 and something billion, but issue $1 trillion in fake debt in less time. It's just your tax money doesn't go to pay off debt. It doesn't go to run the country. It's just there to control you socially so that General Electric and Google and the other Fortune 100 are basically tax exempt so they can buy up everything because you can never accrue any wealth. It's what the death tax is about. It's what it's all about. Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. What's your line in the sand, Clarence?
My line in the sand, Alex, was when I woke up, and everybody knows anybody that loves liberty, their line in the sand is crossed as soon as they wake up and realize that our liberties are being taken away from us. And that's goes
no,
into...
No, I agree, but what's the line in the sand for violence?
Well, for violence is just like our founding fathers, is defense. When you come to say, I'm going to take your guns and I'm going to forcibly take them, well, just like nature, every animal has the right to defend itself. I'm going to defend myself. And that's, I think that was the key about our American Revolution, unlike the French Revolution, where we defended ourselves. And then we went after them and said, no, you will no longer do this. That was that first shot heard around the world.
That's right. And they were coming to take the guns. They've been abusing people. They were organized. They were exposing the tyranny, and they won. But burning down black churches is not, you know, the type of group we want to join. That's why the government's behind this revolution. That's why state-run media, CNN, MSNBC, Time Magazine are pushing it. Is because it's all the establishment has while they rob us of trillions of dollars every few months. Trillions every few months. They just hope we all kill each other. So some Bosnian that doesn't even speak English gets his head clubbed in by a group of racist blacks, basically following what Louis Farrakhan told him to do. Overdrive coming up. I'm going to do a little bit more to take your calls. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Don't forget, free shipping on everything. Infowarsstore.com. Books, videos, supplements, everything.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Shock study. Poor kids in Baltimore have it worse than those in Nigeria. A global survey of 15 to 19-year-olds living in vulnerable cities show that social support and outlook are driving factors in health outcomes. Yeah. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go to Indigo from Colorado. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I have a great solution I want to talk about, but I will say that the
No need to screen the call. You're on air right now. Go ahead and give us your solution.
Sure. Well, I came up with a concept for an app over the weekend to bypass the police state, to make it irrelevant. That's, I think, how the best way to fight it is, to make it irrelevant and to empower the militia. And basically how it works is if you're facing a home invasion, for example, by an assailant with one single assailant, then you'll say enemy hostile 01 into your phone. It's the voice activated feature. App users in the area are alerted to the situation. You're given temporarily the GPS location of your phone. So my pitch, I guess, is for those into body armor and the Second Amendment looking for dates to be a local hero or publicity for your art or crowdfunding ops, you'll be glad to know that Sheepdog, the app, will be free of charge for your use. Basically, libertarians are always called racists, and they don't help people. The reality is they're always itching to clean up crime, and there's not really a way of organizing for that to happen. So there's this huge misunderstanding about what libertarians want and what they can do. And centralization is a huge issue. If people are concerned about privacy with apps and all that, it's the NSA that they have to be worried about.
It's very interesting. You want to write up that plan and actually try to codify it. But look, the system doesn't want us videotaping things because they want to be able to spin things when they need to and then release the video when it goes along with the official story. So there is a double edge to Big Brother, and that's why they only want the system to have dash cams, you name it. Everyone should carry a camera with them. And now with even the cheapest smartphones having decent cameras, there's no excuse. And you know, videotape a nice sunset. Videotape a cool car. Videotape, you know, other things. Get yourself in the habit of taping things so you're quick on the draw. Okay, let's go to Brian in Virginia. What's your line in the sand?
My line in the sand has been very much right of self-defense.
Yep.
And all the Common Core stuff that's being forced upon children. A very, very good friend of mine, she will not put her kids in public school. Why? Because she thinks Common Core is a terrible idea.
That's how you change it. You say no to the lunches, they start removing the federal lunches. You know, the garbage they're putting out. You don't like GMO, don't buy it. There'll be a market for non-GMO. You don't like public schools, get your kids out. I agree.
if you remove your compliance, a lot of the system requires compliance. If you don't give them compliance, say you take your money out of the bank, say you don't comply with things, then the system, if you nullify it, then the system kind of shuts down on itself and it's like, well, now what do we do?
I agree. And tomorrow we're going to open the phones up again, interspersed with more news, dealing with what's your line in the sand, but also what are solutions? How do we change things? Because as negative as this show sounds sometimes, look at how awake people are. Look at how this show is seen as mainstream now, because people have come a long way to realize that we really are in deep straits. And it's not negative to admit we're in trouble. It's positive. That's how we hit bottom and start swimming back up to the top.
Also, I'd like to speak with one of your reporters or somebody offline about the Stingray system and the DRT system.
Well, do you have some intel for us on it?
I used to work with those systems, as a matter of fact.
Well, good. Let me give you Mikhail Thalen. He's been on top of that. John Harmon, will you get this gentleman's information and then give it to Mikhail Thalen, who I'll have call you in T-minus 5 minutes. Great job to the crew. Sorry to the other callers. Thanks for putting up with me today, folks. And I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Great job to the crew. And I want to thank all you, the listeners out there. Don't forget, biggest sale ever at InfoWars.